just lost Maurice Williams not too long ago. Maurice Williams of the Zodiacs and Stay. It's exactly 7 o'clock at WRJN. Let's check our news, all right?
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, receiving Kenosha.
Is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump is hosting British Prime Minister Keir Starmer at his two golf clubs in Scotland after reaching an agreement with the European Commission on 15% tariffs on imports to the U.S. Correspondent Bradley Blackburn.
The EU has also agreed to purchase U.S. military equipment, as well as $750 billion of U.S. energy, and to invest $600 billion in other sectors.
We have the opening up of all of the European countries.
Although the deal was framed as a victory for the U.S., it could still raise prices for consumers.
Heated calls for release of the Jeffrey Epstein files continue on this side of the Atlantic after top Justice Department officials spent 2 days questioning the sex offender's co-conspirator, Ghislaine Maxwell. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
There's no meeting scheduled as the week begins, but the Deputy Attorney General, who took this meeting personally, has said that they'll release information from the interviews at, quote, the appropriate time, which raises the question of when and exactly what's going to be released.
More than half of the people in this country are suffering under brutally high temperatures. This British tourist in New Orleans is among them.
I live by the seaside in a city called Brighton, so I get a lot of sea breeze even when it's hot. And here, even though you have a bit of breeze, it is not cooling at all.
It hit 100 in Tampa yesterday for the first time on record. A terror-filled trip to a Walmart in Michigan. Officials say they plan to file terrorism and assault with intent to murder charges against Bradley Gilley for allegedly stabbing 11 people in the checkout area at a store in Afton. Sheriff Michael Shea.
Mr. Gilley's history shows prior assaultive incidents as well as controlled substance violations. A motive has not yet been determined.
Officials say a group of bystanders held the suspect in the parking lot until police arrived. Another big oops at a prison in New Orleans, where 10 inmates escaped in May. Parish Sheriff Susan Houston says they're now searching for an inmate who was released because of a clerical error.
I want to make a sincere apology to the people of New Orleans. The mistaken release of Khalil Bryant was a serious error, and as sheriff, I take full responsibility.
She says his last name is similar to another inmate's. Ichiro Suzuki is the first Japanese-born player to be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And he brought his sense of humor with him to Cooperstown.
3,000 hits, 10 gold gloves, 10 seasons of 200 hits. Not bad, huh?
He was just one vote shy of being a unanimous selection. Dow futures up 48. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's hot enough for another alert. The National Weather Service has a heat advisory in effect for the area today through 8 tonight. It could feel like 104 with a mix of heat and humidity. Cooling centers are again running. If you need one, call 211 and they'll help you find the closest to you. Storms could roll in later tonight. We'll get a look at the latest in the forecast. There's a new DA and a new hope for a fresh review. The father of Michael Bell is asking the new Kenosha County District Attorney, Xavier Solis, to reopen the 2004 police shooting case involving his son. Retired Kenosha Detective Russell Beckman has been working with Bell's father for over a decade. Together, they've submitted a report outlining what they claim are inconsistencies in the original investigation. They say they have new evidence and have allegations of cover-ups by Kenosha police and officials. Michael Bell sued the city of Kenosha and won a $1.75 million settlement in 2010. He then pushed for a 2014 state law requiring independent investigations of police-involved deaths. The law prevents police departments from investigating their own officers. This police academy isn't as wacky as the one from the movies. The Mount Pleasant Police Department wants to give people an inside look with its 2025 Citizen Police Academy. They're now taking sign-ups for the fall. The free course lets locals go behind the scenes with classroom sessions and real police activities. You've got until August 15th to submit an application. You can do so through the Village Police Department's website. You might run into a permit problem in Racine County. A statement from the communications manager for the county says a new scam is hitting people who have pending land use or zoning applications in some Wisconsin towns. So far, no cases have been reported locally. Scammers are sending fake emails that look official and ask victims to wire thousands of dollars for bogus fees. Officials say Racine County will never ask for payment by wire transfer. If you get a suspicious message, verify it before responding or paying. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Packers put on the pads. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers enter their second week of training camp. Wide receiver Dontavian Wicks struggled in his second year last season. I asked him about what some called a sophomore slump.
We all know I had a few drops. The whole media know that. You know, that's one thing I wanted to focus on this summer, getting around the ball more. You know, because in practice, you might not get that many opportunities.
Baseball, the Brewers and Chicago Cubs tied for first place in the NL Central. Both teams facing off tonight in Milwaukee, beginning a three-game series. The Brewers with a dramatic 3-2 victory yesterday over the Miami Marlins, thanks to a walk-off RBI by Blake Perkins, back from a fractured shin bone this spring.
Sometimes there's so much more, you know what I mean? It was emotional for me to see Perk come through right there. I mean, that was huge.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you to always ride safely. Because no matter how cautious you may be, accidents and personal injury can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're injured or in an accident, call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. Phone 888-999-6644 or visit the Hog Lawyer today at hoglawyer.com.
Mostly sunny, hot, and humid today with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms are possible with a low near 70. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
I got punched in the face at a sports bar, which completely threw me off because it was a complete surprise. I'm sitting at the table. I'm eating my food. This college football fan come over to me. This dude get in my face. He goes, "Hey, buddy, round here, we don't like the Florida Gators." He punches me off the stool. I'm like, "Dude, I'm not a Gator fan." "Yes, you are. You got that little Gator right there on your jacket. This is Izod Lacoste, dummy. This is clothing. This is that logo. What kind of dummy are you? You do slap somebody for wearing Crocs? Calm the hell down, man." But that's how some sports fans are. They just take it too far. They love their teams. They love their athletes. I was at a bar one night. Swimming highlights came on the big screen. Some dude jumped up. He goes, "Swimming is the number one sport in America." Really? You gonna tell me that swimming is more popular than basketball or football? I never race home to my computer just to check my fantasy swim league stats. I never done that. Never been sitting up getting drunk with my boys watching Monday Night Swimming. I ain't never had that happen. I'm not saying that swimming isn't fun, but you want to make swimming fun to watch? Put a gator in the pool. How about that?
John Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Malik Frazier joining me, an alderman in the 1st District here in Racine. Well, good to have you on board.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, first time in here.
Yes, sir.
And once you're in, you're always welcome. It, you know, just come on in. So I got a whole bunch of things to talk to you about because okay. We don't really know much about you. You're brand new.
Yep.
You just Just got the job back in April, I guess.
About April 15th.
Or
April 1st, technically.
So the first district, for people that don't know, is where?
It's downtown Racine. The northern boundary is Main and Hamilton. The southern boundary is Main and 11th.
Do you live in that district?
I do live in that district. Okay.
Do you have to if you're an alderman? Do you
yes.
But yeah. You have to live there?
You have to live there.
Okay, I didn't know that. All right, I never planned to ever get into politics. And I got to ask you, why did you do it? You're a young guy. You're bright. Why get into politics? I was talking before we went on the air. There's no upside to it.
Yeah.
Unless people say, well, I want to help people make a difference. And that's good. That's very honorable to do that. But it's tough.
It is tough. I always had a love of history growing up. And my mother always bought me history books that dealt with wars and presidents and local issues like civil rights and the Depression and stuff like that. And just watching how people rallied to meet their moment, which is sort of my key phrase, meet their moment back then kind of gave me the motivation to do this.
Okay. Let's do a little background on you.
Okay.
You're from Wisconsin. You're a local yokel. Whereabouts? Give us.
So I grew up, I was born in Milwaukee, lived in Kenosha. And then I moved to Racine when I was 12 years old.
Okay, that's pretty good. So you are in the Army Reserves.
Army Reserves, yes.
And so you do travel.
I travel a lot.
Now, when I spoke to you recently about coming on here, I heard people with a Southern accent in the background. So you were...
Yeah. I was at Fort Benning, Georgia. Yeah. I attended Officer Candidate School.
That's right by Alabama, right?
Yep, on the border. Yeah. It was very hot. And I did that for 3 months and successfully completed the course, and now I'm a second lieutenant.
Wow, you are a bright guy. Now, you have a master's degree. Why don't you tell them about your education?
So I have a bachelor's degree. Well, first, I graduated high school from Racine Lutheran, and then I went to Carthage College and got my bachelor's of science in political science. And then I got mobilized with the Army during COVID and completed my master's in public policy from Liberty University.
That's a lot of accomplishments for a young guy.
Yeah.
So where do you want to go from here?
Right now, I work full-time for the Racine County Sheriff's Office. I enjoy what I do. So just staying within the realm of law enforcement for right now and then seeing what the future holds.
What do you do in the Sheriff's Department?
So I'm a patrol deputy. But my assignment right now is the school resource officer for Union Grove High School. So during the school year, I'm in the school, hanging out with kids, talking to teachers, talking to students, going over public safety plans in case the school ever has a catastrophe, God willing. We never have to experience that, but I'm just there to maintain and leverage relationships with all of the stakeholders.
My guest is First District Alder Malik Frazier. When I went to school, high school, we didn't have police in the school. Yeah. I mean, I don't remember having any trouble in the school. And we had 4,000 students in my high school. Just in my graduating class, 970.
Yeah.
But we had four grades, and they were all about 1,000 each.
Yeah.
And so we just didn't have any trouble with all those people in the school.
Yeah.
Now you got to have police officers in the school. What changed?
I mean, there's a lot that changed. I think people's mindsets and attitudes changed. In today's time, one of the topics that have come to the forefront is mental health, and understanding that mental health is a real stigma that needs to be addressed. And then, you know, just some people just like doing violent things for no reason, no cause.
But did that change? Because, again, in my high school, I don't remember anything happening like that. I don't think we ever had the police called in the 4 years I was there. And I lived in the New York area. Yeah. So you figure somebody would be causing problems, but nobody did.
Yeah.
I just don't know what changed.
I'm not really sure what changed, but one thing that I can tell you is having me in that school or just law enforcement in any school is good for our current climate with law enforcement, simply because we can unearth some of the mysteries of law enforcement. And if I can create a good relationship with a 13, 14-year-old to where they're comfortable around law enforcement, hopefully what they see in the news or on social media can not influence their behavior or their attitudes towards law enforcement.
You know, it breaks my heart when I see these news stories, even YouTube videos with the a 12 or 13 year old kid with a gun who shoots somebody. He just ended his whole life.
Yeah.
His life is over.
He'll
spend the rest of his life in juvenile detention or prison.
Yeah.
And they just give it up like that.
And some of these kids are being tried as adults, as minors.
Yeah.
Because of the egregiousness of their crimes.
I just don't know why, what put somebody's mindset to just throw their life away like that. They don't think, obviously. If they thought, they wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I mean, but when we talk about kids, you know, my mother has been in social work for over 35 years. And we've had trainings about the adolescent mind and how it's not developed. And if we aren't careful with how we handle these young people, it can trigger thoughts and emotions and actions that are not in keeping with who they truly are.
Okay, so you became a first district alder.
Mm-hmm.
What made you do that? Because you have a full-time job already. It sounds like you're very busy. Yes. So what made you choose the alder job?
My mother always instilled in me that service is the ultimate goal. Like that's what we're here to do. And it's just another capacity for me to serve. There are a lot of issues within the first district, and I just think that it's time for them to get addressed.
Okay, like what?
Right now, one of the biggest things, and it's not limited to first district, but it's everywhere, is public safety is an issue. Downtown, how do we attract more businesses? How do we get more people downtown to shop? Our homeless population, trying to get them the resources that they need so that they can become productive members of society. It's a lot of common things. The financial status of our city right now is a hot topic. And then grocery stores and the lack thereof within the city of Racine.
Okay. I don't know if it's your district where Memorial and State, is that your district?
No.
Yeah, because Walgreens is closing there.
Yes.
Save-A-Lot closed up across the street recently.
Yes. Yep.
And, I mean, they're running out of places for people in that neighborhood, unless you have a car.
Yeah. And you had to go out to Mount Pleasant or Caledonia. And for a lot of people, you know, it's not that the timing. It's just not affordable.
And that was my Walgreens.
Yeah.
I feel terrible. They close August 5th at 12 noon. I want to be there at 11:59 and cry.
Yeah.
I've been going there almost 20 years for that Walgreens. And I just, now I have to go with a bunch of strangers up on Douglas Avenue.
Got to go to Caledonia.
I'm not a big person who loves change.
Yeah.
And when they said to me at the counter, they said, you know, we're closed. That's after the car ran into the wall. They said, you know, we're closing. The lower lip started quivering. I felt terrible.
Started trembling and stuff.
Because it's where I've been going to get my drugs, and I knew the people in there. And
I mean, we are creatures of habit. So, you know, when things change, it kind of throws us off.
When we get older and things change, it's even worse.
Yeah. I mean, just being back for, I've been home for 2 days, and it's weird already.
So when you were in the reserves, is it just, what are you doing? You're just drilling a lot?
Yeah, so it's mission dependent. Every unit or organization, rather, is different. So for me, I've been in units where I was traveling a lot. One of my jobs as a sergeant was a railway advisor. And we would do missions in Africa and in Poland and in Europe.
You traveled there, huh?
I didn't travel at that time because it was COVID and we had a lot of restrictions. One of the cool missions that I did go on was in Alaska, where we went to a joint Air Force base in Alaska, and we inspected their rail. So walking 10 miles of rail every day was cool to see. I got to see a moose. I didn't realize how big moose.
That wasn't in Barrow, Alaska, was it? Way up
We were in Anchorage and we were in Fairbanks.
That's a good. Yeah. By the way, those are nice tourist places to go to.
Yeah.
It's not. I thought we'd be up in Barrow where there's just nothing.
No. Okay. We flew into Fairbanks and then we had to drive 6 hours to Anchorage.
See, most people have to pay to go there. You don't have to pay to go there.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I pay with my time.
Yeah. So you're a second lieutenant.
Yes.
So you get to give orders, which is good.
Yeah.
It's always good to give them rather than take them. Okay. So you do that. How many times a year do you have to go get called into the reserves?
At a bare minimum, we drill monthly. So that means for those that don't know, we go to our unit, typically the first weekend out the month or whatever the schedule dictates. Within those 12 months, we go to the range and we do sticks exercises.
Here in?
So I have a new unit, so I don't know exactly where they go, but typically I train in Fort McCoy, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. So it was
near Sparta. Yeah, Toma. Sparta. Yeah.
Okay.
Over there.
Well, that's good. Let's talk more about the Alder job.
Okay.
And we were talking before we came on the air, and I ask all Alders this. Once you become an Alder, people spot you and they want to grab your sleeve, pull you over. Come on, let me tell you about something. Yeah. I got this loud car coming down the street every day. Yeah. Hey, come on, I got this pothole that's nobody's paying attention to. This guy parks his truck over here every day. Mm-hmm. The garbage wasn't collected last week. You must hear that stuff every day.
And what's interesting is because I was gone, I was restricted to phone calls. So I would get at least 3 to 5 phone calls a day about issues that people have, whether it's, you know, my neighbor is working on his car early in the morning or late at night, speeders that go down my street, in certain areas of my district, it tends to be more violent. Crowds tend to assemble more to where they're just loud and disorderly, just things like that.
Firecrackers going off all hours of the night near the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th of July. Yep.
One of my best friends that lives in the 1st District, she posted on social media, as soon as it hit July 5th, 12:01, she posted on social media that if you pop a firecracker, she's calling the cops.
There was an alderman who used to be in the 4th District, and there were people setting off fireworks, even on the 9th of July. He walked up there, and he walked up to their house, and he said, if you do it again, we're calling the police. And just to tick them off, they threw one firecracker. Mm-hmm. He said, that's it. The police were down there.
Yeah.
I mean, he said, just do one more.
Yeah.
And they called him on it, and he got the police down there. I mean, I understand the 4th of July, you're firing fire, but when you start going a week later, enough already.
I mean, and even in my law enforcement capacity.
You're not supposed to do it at all.
Having to do that. Yeah. You know, and then one of the things, I was an intern for the mayor's office almost like 10 years ago. And the mayor at that time wanted to start a program called Protect a Vet. And it dealt with vets who have PTSD.
Yes. The loud noises really affect them.
Yeah.
And it's a real thing. It's not just something that's...
And how people get triggered and their mind goes back. And then when they go into... that high tense moment and their mind is back to when they were in war, you know, having to de-escalate and calm them down and try to bring them back.
Yes, that's a real thing. Yeah. I know, same thing with people on animals.
Mm-hmm.
I have a picture on my phone. We have a pit bull that comes over every Friday, but on the 4th of July, she spent time over our house and she was just staring into the corner of the room. She put her face into the corner and stood there. For hours on end, because she didn't want to face the noise. I mean, people, animals, they just hate this. But the people of fireworks, they don't care.
Yeah, no.
You know, my wife did once. Our neighbors, this is years ago, next door neighbors were setting off fireworks. And you can leave that closer to you in that soda. When you were pushing things around, they were setting off fireworks. And the visiting mother next door said, why don't you set them off over there, not in front of our house?
Mm.
So my wife said, don't set those fireworks off. And they did anyway.
Mm-hmm.
She took a garden hose out and hosed them down. And the mother came out and she said, I warned them if they continue to set them off in front of our house, because they were going on our lawn. They were shooting off Roman candles going all over our property. I was going to stop it. And she hosed them down. And that was the end of that.
Yeah.
But she gave them a warning before she did it.
Yeah. that's when we were big into community.
Yeah.
In villages, raising our young people.
Well, my wife worked for the police department in Caledonia.
And that worked
for several years. Yeah. So she knew what you can get away with. Do you have any aspirations to go bigger than Alder?
Right now, no. No.
Governor jobs opened up?
Yeah, and I have no interest. I'm 30 years old. I have enough on my plate as it is.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay, here's why I would... There were a lot of reasons why I wouldn't become president. But here's another reason I found out. The president gets free rent at the White House, but the president has to pay for everything else. Mm-hmm. Groceries, housekeeping, parties, vacations, toiletries.
Yep.
He can't even get free soap.
And a lot of people don't know those facts.
Yeah, I thought everything, once you're president, boom. You got to pay for your groceries? Yep. We can't give the guy some, you know, free Oreo cookies, or we can't
give
him
every little thing.
A glass of milk?
Uncle Sam has a way of getting his time. He has a way.
Wow.
Yeah.
I never knew that before.
Yeah, he has a way.
Okay, so what are the burning issues right now when you go to the council meetings? What's the big burning issue? Do you have one now?
Right now, at least within the first district, because I can't talk about other ones.
I will. I could talk about anything.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Like I said, public safety is one. I had a meeting with one of my constituents on Saturday, and he was talking about, two people actually I met with, three, a lot of people. And public safety is and forever will be a hot button issue, whether it's traffic down in downtown and speedsters going through intersections, or people making threats that make, you know, potential shoppers feel unsafe. So that, you know, and then the other side to that are business owners who are getting their property vandalized by, you know, kids who come into the store and just cause chaos and wreak havoc and don't, you know, pay for the property that they damaged. So that's a hot button issue right there.
You know, I live on Maine, told you, and the speeders on Maine, all hours of the night, especially on weekends, and these cars now have the, I don't know what that sound is on their mufflers. They go,
it's a loud exhaust.
Yeah,
and it goes, almost sounds like gunshots.
Yeah, it sounds like gunshots.
Yeah.
And this is, especially on weekends, all hours.
Yeah.
And when you live on Maine, you kind of get used to it, like living near the ocean. You don't hear the waves after a while.
But you know, the funny thing is before I moved downtown, I lived in Mount Pleasant on Broad and 31. So being there and then moving to downtown, I texted my friend and I'm like, I asked her, I said, how do you do this? You got parades and festivals and bars and people driving like crazy. And it was just so much noise for me to get used to because my apartment faces downtown. So it's a lot. It's an adjustment.
It is. And when you live on Maine, you have to get used to those noises. Yeah. And of course, the parades.
Yeah.
We're on lockdown when the parades come through.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's kind of fun to have it right in front of your house.
Right. I don't have to worry about a seat because I can just look outside of my window if I want to.
Yeah, you want a snack, go back in.
Go back to
the bathroom,
apartment.
Go right back in.
Yeah.
And of course, we have friends and neighbors who, can we use your property? Can we set up a tent? And it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that. Well, thank you for coming in today.
I appreciate it.
This wasn't as bad as you thought, was it?
Nah, I'll be back.
Yeah, you'll be back.
Yeah.
I never had anybody, Molly Jones, she passed away recently, but the first time I had her in here, she was so scared and nervous. She was shaking.
Really?
And I said, let's have a conversation. By the end of the conversation, I wouldn't mind coming back.
Yeah.
Her hands were shaking.
Yeah.
I don't know if she thought this was going to be 60 minutes.
I don't know.
Or Dateline. I don't know.
I mean, I like pressure, so, you know. One thing that I will announce before I leave is I have a town hall August 12th at the Bray Center at, I want to say, 6:30. So for everyone who is a part of the First District or people who are just passionate about community issues, please come out August 12th at 6:30 at the George Bray Center.
Okay, that's one more time. August 12th.
Mm-hmm.
What day of the week is that?
That is a Tuesday.
Tuesday, August 12th. Time again?
6:30.
6:30 p.m. at the Bray Center?
At the Bray Center. Yeah.
And where is that?
It's on Center Street. I don't have the exact address.
Okay, so it's on Center. It's in
our district, just right down the street from the police department.
Is this your first one?
This is my first one.
Okay, you never know what you're going to get.
I know, and I'm ready for all of it.
And some of these congressmen are holding, the Republican congressmen are holding, and they're getting an earful.
Getting drilled, yeah.
And I don't think some of them are ready for it.
Nope, but that's what I signed up for.
Good for you.
So I signed up.
I think you had a good future ahead of you.
I appreciate it.
You're like a good human being, and I like that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Malik Frazier, First District Alder, and we will have you back again.
Yes, sir.
We got more stories to get out of you.
All right.
Thank you very much. It's 729 WRJN, and let us get this special announcement from our Vice President General Manager.
Recently, WRJN was advised by an attorney for the estate of Paul and Lynn Harvey that the rest of the story broadcast we've been airing were provided by a party that did not have the rights to issue us authority to air the program. We're working with the family's attorney now to return the rest of the story to WRJN, but until we can work those terms out, we're honoring the family's request to discontinue airing the rest of the story at this time. Again, we apologize. We know you look forward to hearing it every day at this time. But for now, we're going to follow the rules and work with the family in order to make sure our licensing and our ability to air Paul Harvey and the rest of the story is within all the legal limits.
All right, it's 7:30. Let's check news once again. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We've got another really hot day in southeastern Wisconsin. The National Weather Service has a heat advisory until 8 tonight, and it could feel as hot as 104 with all the humidity. Cooling centers are open across the area. You can call 211 to find one near you. Storms could move in later this evening. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. After teasing a possible run, former Governor Scott Walker has announced he's not running again. Governor Tony Evers said last week he's not running again, with two Democrats apparently entering the fray. That includes Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez and Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley. Republicans Bill Berrien and Josh Showman have declared candidacies. If you've ever wondered what it's like to be a police officer, one Racine County department is giving you a shot. The Mount Pleasant Police Department is now taking applications for its 2025 Citizen Police Academy. The free course runs on Tuesday nights from September to late November with hands-on sessions that let people learn about police work. Spots are limited. Applications must be in by August 15th. Mr. Hole-in-One has passed. A legend on many area golf courses was James Tirabassi. Back in 1996, James scored two holes-in-one on a single day during the Wisconsin State Senior Amateur Tour. The feat made him hometown famous. Tirabassi passed away at 87 over the weekend. His family writes in an obituary that they'll remember him as a warm storyteller and a true community pillar. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The decade of the women. What does that have to do with ag economics? Thank you for joining me with the Midwest Farm Report this Monday morning. I'm Kylie Allen. A conversation about the benefit of women in agriculture is coming after this.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Dr. David Cole is a professor of agriculture and applied economics at Virginia Tech. He says the increase of women in agriculture has and will continue to benefit our industry.
I really feel that one of the things is the ownership and the management of businesses by female. It brings an outside-the-box thinking type of mindset, and it just brings what I call innovation. And so I'm seeing half of the entrepreneur classes at Virginia Tech, half are women now. In agriculture, where we're dealing with food, fiber, and fuel, and where we're dealing with proactive health versus reactive health, it is going to be a critical, critical element.
That's Dr. David Cole along with us. He's a professor of agricultural and applied economics at Virginia Tech. He says the 2030s to the 2050s will be the decades of the women in ag. Stick around. I've got a look at the markets after this.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
I'm Kylie Allen with the Midwest Farm Report, here taking a look at your markets. Ahead of the weekend, cash corn closed at $3.99.5, down 2.25. New crop corn closed at $4.19, down 1.75. Cash soybeans closed down 5.5 at $9.98.75. New crop soybeans closed at $10.21, down 3.25. New crop wheat closed down 3.25 at $5.38.25. Moving on to the dairy markets, 40-pound block cheese closed at $1.64, down half a penny. Double A butter closed at $2.46.5, up 4.5. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Kylie Allen.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Mostly sunny, hot, and humid today with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms are possible with a low near 70. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 74.
If you had only one tooth, would you brush it longer? I think I would stay on it for several minutes, wouldn't you? You know what you want to watch out for? A brain surgeon with Born to Lose tattooed on his hands. If you fall asleep on a couch in a house where a woman is present, when you wake up, you will have a blanket on you. It's true. If somebody is really stupid and they turn senile, how do you know? Well, I'll leave you with two thoughts. You've been kind. First of all, George Washington's brother was the uncle of our country. And try to remember that the day after tomorrow is the third day of the rest of your life. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you.
1973 with the Hollies. Long, cool woman in a black dress. Although that wasn't really the Hollies on that song. Just one member, Alan Clark. It was meant for one of his solo albums. And the Hollies said, you're either solo or with us. So he said, I'm with you. But he gave him the song anyway. Took it off his solo album. What would have been his solo album and gave it to the Hollies. All right, it's 7:40, local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. It's no surprise to your kids' odds of becoming a pro athlete are very slim, no matter how good they seem in high school. Well, there was a study done. It's called The Odds of Success, and some actual numbers to demonstrate just how long those odds are to become a pro athlete. Now, a lot of people in high school said, I'm going pro. Well, let's find out if you really are. Here's how it breaks down. High school football players have a 1 in 4,233 chance of making it to the pros. The odds of making it in the NBA are twice as long. Baseball, 1 in 659. But if you really want to make the pros, it's a 1 in 598 chance that high school hockey players will make it to the NHL. So, try for hockey. See, man, it might be better for you. It's 7:41, local news, timeless hits. It's 73 degrees and cloudy in Radio Park. Looking for some early showers possible. And becoming sunny today with a high near 86.
Breaking up is hard to do. Don't take your love away from me. Don't you leave my heart in misery. If you go, then I'll be blue. 'Cause breaking up is hard to do.
Neil Sedaka's first version of that song in the 70s. He actually recorded another version, which was a lot slower and more romantic. Same song, just he did a different version of it. It's 7:43, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. All right, so you go to a birthday party and they blow out the candles. Do you still want to eat that cake afterwards? A study out of Clemson University found that when someone blows out the candles on a birthday cake, it increases the amount of bacteria on the cake by an average of 1,500%. In some cases, the amount of bacteria increases by 14,000%. Now, even with all that bacteria, researchers say that your chances of getting sick are pretty low. Unless the person celebrating a birthday is sick, then it's probably not good to blow out the candles if they insist on it. Probably not good to eat that birthday cake.
Two faces have I.
Two faces have I.
Two Faces of I. Local news, Tamless Hits here at WRJN with an odd but true.
Auto insurance all seems the same until.
I don't know what he's talking about. This is odd but true. Listen to this. There are only two species that engage in all-out war against fellow members of their species. You ready? Ants, one of them, and human beings are the other. No other species attacks each other. It's kind of scary, isn't it? Here's Kenny Rogers, the first edition.
You lie in gentle sleep beside me. I hear your warm and rhythmic breathing. I take your hand and hold it tightly. Can you not hear our young hearts beating? I kiss the sleep from your eyes. Your smile is sweeter than the morning, and I hear it come. It's love, and now the sun is burning brightly. We lie in love so close together. I get the feeling deep inside me. My love for you will burn forever. I cup my hands to touch your face, and once again I feel your fire. Here it comes.
Feel it. this love. And I think it's
an era when most songs had a social message to them. Today, for the most part, they don't. They're just fun songs. But these always had a message to them back then. Kenny Rogers' first edition, Something's Burning, 751 at WRJN. So this guy puts a list on his front door of more than 400 people who are banned from his property. It includes neighbors, of course, Oprah Winfrey, the cast of Saved by the Bell, anybody from Chicago, and all members of the U.S. Supreme Court banned from his property.
Big Deals.
You spoke, we listened. WRJN Big Deals has new local favorites in our storefront. Mahoffers on Main, Arrow Smoothies, Jaramillo's. Don't see your go-to spot? Email info at WRJN.com and tell us who you want on our menu. Plus, the WRJN Big Deal of the Day serves up 50% savings on gift certificates throughout July. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and chow down on delicious savings with WRJN Big Deals.
Bikers Supporting Trades is proud to welcome Mahoffers on Main as an official event sponsor. They're not just showing support for the future of skilled trades. They're turning up the heat with an exclusive raffle you won't want to miss. Your shot to win a 1973 Harley Shovelhead. $25 a ticket, limited quantity, and you don't need to be present to win. Grab your ticket at Mahoffers on Main, 236 Main Street, Racine. This is your chance to own a piece of motorcycle history. Let's ride and support youth entering the trades.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, let their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Baby bald eagles near the Great Lakes are testing positive for PFAS and other toxic chemicals. Researchers found that eagles living near the Great Lakes had six times more toxic chemicals in their bloodstreams than inland populations. Other chemicals found in the baby eagles' bloodstreams were DDT and PCBs, which were banned decades ago. A small Wisconsin school district just got some big clean energy bragging rights. The Elva Strum School District in Trempealeau County unveiled 184 ground mount solar panels that will deliver about 20% of the district's energy needs and will be a living classroom for students to learn about solar energy and energy data. The installation cost $150,000 and will pay for itself through energy bill savings in about 8 years. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be alone each and every night. While you're away, don't forget to write. Bye-bye, so long, farewell. Bye-bye, so long. See you in September. See you when the summer's through.
Here we are.
Bye, baby, goodbye.
Saying goodbye.
happening. See you in September. 7:57, local news. Time to sit to WRJN. Some early morning showers possible. Becoming sunny. Highs of 86 today. Cloudy, 73 degrees right now at Radio Park. All right. What do I have for you here? Oh, this is, do you like Oreo cookies? Some people are strange. There's a small but passionate group of people online who claim the best snack in the world is Oreos with salsa. In other words, you dip the Oreos in salsa. People have been hyping it on social media for a while. It's not a new idea. Writers for a website tried it. Their verdict is not good. They described the taste as musty. They said dunking Oreos in milk, a much better option. 7:57 WRJN, Tommy James of the Shondells. I think we're alone now. Local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN.
Children behave, that's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play, they don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can.
James of the Shondells, I think we're alone now. It's exactly 8 o'clock. Let's check our news this morning.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The president is in Scotland today, where he's showing British Prime Minister Keir Starmer around his two golf clubs after reaching a trade agreement with European nations. Correspondent Weijia Jiang is in Edinburgh.
We've reached a deal.
President Trump announced he and the president of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, struck a new deal between the U.S. and the EU.
I think it's great that we made a deal today instead of playing games.
It's a big deal. It's a huge deal.
Trump said the tariff rate for EU's 27 member countries would be 15% for most imports, including vehicles.
He may be an ocean away, but Mr. Trump cannot escape the controversy back home surrounding the Epstein files. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
The president continued to face questions about Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, you got to be kidding with that.
Members of both parties have called for more transparency, including a bipartisan push to force the Department of Justice to release the